4, HKX, mobile.
Okay, mobile.
Evening, Shane. Hope you had a good day.
You did too.
Here at anchor all day today.
Still have a lot of people coming by or needing things.
Now it's 25-30 pallets worth of stuff today.
Go out with volunteers.
Other churches up in the area are sending people down to pick it up, and we are loading it for them, sending it out. Some of them in with trailers, some of them were hand loaded into pickup trucks. I mean, it's just been however we can get it there.
Crazy. I'm glad there's still stuff to give away.
So far, we've been blessed and been able to meet pretty much all the needs.
I heard that 26 is open. Do you know anything about that?
Yesterday that it opened back up.
See if I could corroborate that. I'm going to take my brother up there to off 81 where he was working. His toolbox is still up there. And I told him I'd drive him up there and help him get his toolbox Monday morning. And instead of going up 85 to Charlotte and 77, maybe we can... I don't know. I don't know if it'd be good enough, if it's open well enough to cut across there at 26.
It's one lane each way going into Tennessee.
Yeah, and I believe it's Colin.
I saw it throw that in there. I heard about it, I don't know, a few days ago. But yeah, they got, I think, that the bridge. I don't know if it's the eastbound or westbound bridge is still washed out, so they're running a single lane in each direction across the one bridge. So, yeah, but it's open.
I'd hate to get all the way up there and find out it wasn't. It was just a rumor that I heard.
I got
I'll be clear for a bit, maybe listening. Let you guys get back at it. W4CWF. Hello, Patrick.
And you missed out on the 2-meter simplex net Tuesday night.
I figures.
Try to have it every Tuesday night at 8:30. I'll text you the information on it.
Appreciate that.
Yep. Thanks again, Colin, for the update on 26 and 4ZLK.
No problem. W4CWF, I'll be on the side.
Question for you. Fuel stop still have diesel for $2.99.
Sir, Wednesday evening, yep.
At the QC at Grove Road, it was $2.99, but I thought I'd just run down here. We're going to be driving right by it anyway and give them the business.
Just a small mom and pop place, looks like. Everybody's been real friendly when I've been in there.
But the the fuel light and the tone that it gives off when it first comes on came on when I was keyed down earlier, a few minutes ago.
I didn't hear it, or if I did, I didn't notice it.
This low, but it just happened again, so usually I top it off before it gets this low.
Let mine get below about a half a tank. It's happened from time to time.
Can't help it. And just the way it works out.
And that's exactly why I try to keep it above a half tank, because you never know when you're just going to have to go and don't have time to stop and get fuel.
To have it filled when I go home on the weekends, just in case we need to go somewhere. I don't want it to be on empty or close to it.
That
I got to stop at Connor and Gabrielle's and pick up her sister's dog, take her home with us. She watched her for 4 days, and then we're going to watch her for 4 days. And then Michaela's boyfriend is going to keep an eye on her for the last little bit. Michaela's over in England right now. Well, she was in London yesterday, maybe today too, I'm not sure, but they're going up to Scotland. Spend most of the time in Scotland.
About that. That sounds like it'd be a fun trip. Something they'll never forget.
Friends or two friends from college, and then one of them has a friend that lives over there. I think she's actually British, and she's going to take them around, show them the sights. I wish she could see her family, Michaela's family, while she's over there, all my cousins and aunts and uncles. They would love to see her, but she's got, you know, it's a trip planned with girlfriends, so it wouldn't be fair to the family and spend time there with people that didn't know anybody or didn't know them.
Well, Shane, I'm getting ready to pull in the driveway. I'll say 6-3, and I'm going to go get me some supper. I'm hungry. But good to hear you this afternoon. Have a trip on in, and maybe I'll kiss you sometime this weekend on the air. KO4HK, and I'll be clear now. 7-3.
Up to hear you. Have a good evening. Hello to Miss Elise, and we'll talk to you later. KO4HKX and 4ZLK.